And then, if you were not going to take a taxi to the airport, what might you take?
Bus.
Or, I don't know if Savannah has any other.
They don't.
Well, in a bigger city, what might they have?
Like, take the subway.
Or some sort of above ground transportation. The airport.
A limousine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is what you'd call it if they had it.
Okay. Well, they do have it.
They do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I never thought about it.
Okay. You mentioned bus. Are there any other public transportation here?
I don't even think we'd have that. No, we do. But no, that's it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the type that has wires overhead?
Streetcar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might say to a bus driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Mm-hmm. If the cat went over to the door and meowed, you'd say the cat
wants to go out.
Okay. Let's see, to get back to the cars, where is the speedometer on the car, that whole area?
Dashboard.
Mm-hmm. And then the little place over on the right-hand side to put things in?
The glove compartment.
Mm-hmm. And a stretchy thing that you would put around maps to hold them together?
Rubber band.
Mm-hmm. And then a little metal thing that you might use to put over two pieces of paper.
Paper clip.
Ever call that a gem clip?
I don't call it that, but I've heard it called that. I'm familiar, a gem clip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar
mm-hmm.
with the term.
And where would you keep the spare tire?
In the trunk.
Ever hear another term for trunk?
No.
Okay. And the thing that you step on to make the car go is?
Accelerator.
All right. If you don't have automatic transmission, what's the thing that you shift with?
What's the thing that you shift with? Oh, boy. Stick. Gear,
right.
Gear stick or mm-hmm. whatever.
Is it the same whether it's on the column or on the floor?
It is for me because mm-hmm. I don't have to make that distinction. Mm-hmm. I'm not exposed to both.
Okay. And if you're driving along in apartment complex or on a college campus, they have these little raised places that make you slow down suddenly.
Oh, speed bump?
Mm-hmm. Then, let's see, what are your names for the vehicles that the fire department would use?
Fire truck.
Do you have names for particular types?
Hook and ladder.
Okay, how about the one that pumps the water?
No, I've not noticed to that extent.
All right. Do you have a name for the one that has a boom and a bucket aerial thing? Do you have those here?
I'm sure we do. I haven't paid that much attention to our fire.
Well, does the power company maybe have something like that to enable the workmen to get up in
trees?
Yeah, keys?
I've seen them before.
But you don't have a name for them?
No.
Cherry picker? No? Okay. If somebody had a heart attack, what kind of small truck might be sent by the fire department, I guess?
Okay, we don't have that here, but it'd be an ambulance
mm-hmm.
or an EMS truck.
What is EMS?
Emergency medical treatment or service.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if the fire chief came to the fire alone, what would he drive?
A car.
Any special kind?
Fire department car.
All right. And what would the police drive?
They drive their car.
You call that a?
It's a police car.
Any other terms for that?
No.
Any slang terms?
A cop car, police car. That's about it.
Okay. How about the bigger thing that they might put several criminals in the back of?
I've heard it called other things, but I don't call it anything. I guess I don't
what
need
have you
to.
Heard?
Like the paddy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Or some.
Have you ever heard Black Mariah?
No.
Okay. Then what is the aircraft that police might use that spins around on top?
Helicopter?
Mm-hmm.
Chopper?
Mm-hmm. Okay. To get back to the car again, if it needs lubrication, you might take it in and tell them to.
Don't know that much.
Well,
I need
to. Right. You'd use the same
job.